I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of February 14th minutes. Everybody read them yet? Oh, Jane has them yet.
Yeah, I read them on the app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Take a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the meeting minutes.
I second.
All favor?
Aye.
Done. Landscape and maintenance contract.
Yes, we have several swales in town and streetscapes that we maintain as a city. First Street, 97, City Hall, the triangle piece where our sign is on Huntington and 97, and the bite mark stretch we all maintain. The last few years we've done it just basically as a yearly contract, work through a few other contractors in the area. This year we opened it up. I contacted four different landscape outfits in the area, kept it more local, didn't contact any really small outfits, just ones that could maintain that for us, that had the capabilities. We had three quotes come back in from those four I solicited to them, and I decided to pick the middle bid. And it's a new outfit that we've done work with in the past, but we haven't had them done maintenance for us. Little River Design is the name of their contractor's license. You're more familiar with the work they've done there at the fire hall. They did all those improvements there.
Yeah,
very good contractor.
Yeah.
Pretty happy with the bid they gave us. I think they're going to do a really good job. They've already done some work, and they're very thorough, and they did a really nice cleanup on some of the swales we've already seen them do work on. I think it's going to be a really good fit. I'm excited to have them do work here.
They put in the swales at the fire station?
They landscaped the swales there. Yeah. So all those improvements at the fire hall they did. Yep.
That looks good.
That looks good.
Over here by Grocery Outlet. Really nice and neat, clean.
It sounds like they're going to have a chance to work with that streetscape improvement on First Street in 97 that we just went up for bid and Dick Russell got. We'll talk about that earlier or later. Sounds like they're possibly going to be the landscape provider doing the landscape on that as well.
Good.
Any questions? The quote was around $9,600 for
and the whole season. And that's for the first of 97?
That's for the maintenance of all of our streetscapes and kind of the city.
Per year.
Per year.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Okay.
Has it always been the city's policy to put in the lawn and everything? Because at one time I thought they were going to do it to a more less
maintenance. Yeah. We're looking at different approaches.
Okay.
More specifically, we're looking at the west side improvements now for Highway 97 coming down all the way to City Hall.
Right.
We're going to go with a more low maintenance approach, not as much sod, because it creates a lot of work, obviously. But
to keep the weeds down.
Yeah, well, definitely. It'll look nice. But we felt that main entrance into town, that First Street's a pretty good, highly traveled maintenance.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we thought the grass was a good approach there. But going further south, I think we're going to look at some other options. Absolutely.
Good.
Because the grass, it's a lot of work to maintain.
Oh, yeah.
Grass.
Yeah. But if that same company's going to be maintaining all of it,
mm-hmm.
For that price, that's not too bad. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and they'll be in there weekly.
Yeah.
I want them in there, no later than a Thursday because we get a lot of traffic Friday and Saturday and Sunday coming
right.
through town. So
right.
All the events.
Yeah. Usually, last year we had them come in on Thursdays and mow and clean up. And they're going to pick up trash when they see trash. And
good.
They did a lot of work for us already, and it looks nice. We had them thatch all the sod already again and aerate. And they went to the next level. I was surprised. They had a 10-man crew here at City Hall doing work here.
Yeah, I saw them the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking good.
I think they're excited to have this contract too. They want to stay local.
So what's the time period? It's a yearly contract and they just will come
typically,
as it begins to arise, like in May?
Typically it'll start in April. So right now they'll start, but they won't be in there weekly. mowing, of course.
Yeah.
And as we get into season, it'll start being a weekly thing, and it'll start dying off by October. And we'll have them winterize everything, and they won't do anything throughout the winter.
Did they get to blow out all the rocks and all the rest of that stuff too?
The rocks?
No, the stuff from the road that gets...
Yes, we did quite a bit of that ourselves this year, just so the grass wouldn't die.
But they are going to take that over, right?
They did a lot themselves as well.
Okay.
But we got the majority of it. We've acted it out. We'll talk about that.
I'm trying to save the crews a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, it's either we do it or we have them do it and we can charge for it too. So
yeah, but that's part of their contract.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We did take a lot out for them just because it's hard on the mowers and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of rock. So we went through and...
Not only that, where the rock goes when the mower hits it.
Exactly. But you can't get it all, but they went through and got it all for us.
Yeah.
We got the bulk of it and then they came through and got the rest of it.
Good. Excellent. First in 97, pre-construction.
Yeah, we had a pre-construction meeting last week. Vic Russell Construction won the bid on that. They were the low bid, $119,000. We had three bids come in for that. Two other big outfits, one being the one that did the project before, Paul Brothers, that did the improvement on First Street in 97, the landscaping part of that. Vic Russell won it this time, had a pre-con last week, went well. They were already started. You can see some work they've done on First Street, clearing the old landscaping and starting to tear out sidewalk. So they're up and running right now. And our goal is to have them done towards the end of May before Memorial Day, have that project completed.
Good, because we have the rhubarb festival.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. No hiccups yet. It's all, moving. And we've got Beacon Engineering here too. They're kind of helping take the lead on this project with us. And if you have any specific questions, feel free to ask Trevor while he's here. But you guys have seen the maps and the changes and stuff. Nothing's changed yet. It's going to be a low maintenance, no sod involved. There's going to be a little bit of hydroseed, but it's going to be more bunch grass incorporated.
Less maintenance, less money.
Less maintenance.
All right. Swell back, tractor cleanup.
Yeah, we talked about that a second ago.
Yeah.
Of course, we had a pretty severe winter, and there was a significant amount of cinder in our swales. And we went through and kind of consolidated it and came through with our backer and sucked it all up. And with that backer work, we teamed up with ODOT for their project. We thought it was a very good interest to help them out locate the utilities along the highway. So we went through and they surveyed 17 different potholes that they wanted to see where the utilities were in that project, to take elevations and to incorporate their design with it. So we worked with them, used our backer, our crew, and we excavated all those spots for them, and they surveyed and took elevations on water lines, sewer lines, gas lines, power lines. It was originally supposed to be two and a half days worth of work. We got all done with them in a day.
Good.
Is that all mapped out now?
Yep. We're starting to see the preliminary drawings come back now.
Okay. I mean, let's not just mark it
right,
and then forget about it until next year when we have to do it all over.
I thought it was a big interest for us to get our foot in the door helping them with that. So when we come to the table and start talking about some of these improvements and how if we need to move some of our assets, that we have a good interest in talking with them.
Yeah.
That's my major concern, if we have to start moving assets,
right.
Moving lines and all the rest.
Moving a hydrant is one thing, moving a water main is another thing.
Yeah.
So we anticipate some hydrants being moved. That's pretty typical with these kind of projects.
Right.
And we'll contribute money to do that, but we don't want to see us moving water mains and stuff.
Not if you can afford it. Avoid it.
That doesn't sound like they are interested in doing that as well. Making us do that.
It's also better not to do it with the railroad.
Right. Yes.
They get really touchy.
But
no sense of humor.
The survey work is definitely going to help facilitate some of that.
Yeah.
I hope.
And the GIS?
I have a question, though. It's a little off the subject, but speaking of maintenance, it brought it to mind. When there's snow in the city, and I know they're responsible for cleaning the roads,
Businesses are responsible for cleaning their own sidewalks, that's correct, isn't it?
That's correct.
Well, how about if there's sidewalks where there is no business, such as like between the senior center and Bi-Mart and that?
Yeah, that's a good question. There is a property owner there, but we kind of chipped in with our crew and kind of helped open that up to kind of keep the flow of that pathway going. We went through there a couple of times. Our crew just opened it up just for the better of the community to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who owns that property?
I'm not sure. It comes at or who does.
And but further on down too. And I don't think there's a lot of foot traffic beyond the senior center, but there is a sidewalk beyond that.
Right.
Is that the
goes into Crescent Creek.
Yeah.
And their HOA takes care of their pathways.
Yes.
Okay. So that's not really the
that is Crescent Creek right through there.
So does anybody own that land where that sidewalk is? Yes. And so that's not the city's responsibility then? It's not. Okay. But we hopped in and helped a little bit. Just because it's harder when there's the bare land and nobody's doing anything with it. They get the contractor to come in to
especially
have the authority to do that.
I heard a rumor that he actually owes the county or the city about $30,000 in back taxes, which may or may not have anything to do with it, but obviously he's not doing anything with land right now.
Right. I'm not sure who owns that parcel, to be honest with you. We could look it up pretty quick and find out.
But it's probably not a huge issue, but I just was wondering about
sidewalks.
Well,
it does for Crescent Creek. It's a rather thriving community out there.
And if people did want to walk,
they want to walk.
Take
their bikes down there during the winter.
Yeah. Well, Crescent Creek, where the Crescent Creek starts, the whole thing, that pathway is it's asphalt. That's
their
problem.
They have to clean it.
They have been. Crescent Creek has been.
Yeah, they enjoy.
You can see the line in the sand where it stops and where the other picks up.
Because they pay the.
It's that property you're talking about.
The owners pay to have all that taken, even inside Crescent Creek too.
That was the hiccup this winter. That's what you're talking about.
But if it became an issue, I mean, let's say somebody who lives in Crescent Creek was walking down to
the post office.
The post office, and they were hurt there. Property owner
would be liable. Right.
So,
with our ordinances, we passed on sidewalks and snow removal.
Does the city have any authority to contact the property owner and advise him to?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a good idea, whether they are responding or not. I think it's a good idea to contact the property owner and all get your act together.
Sure. And this last year, this is the first 2016 we passed that ordinance. So we kind of let people get used to the ordinance this year. We gave out a lot of reminders. We didn't enforce it. We didn't impose any fines. We just worked with people. As we move forward, we're going to start getting more stringent on this policy.
Yeah.
If we do it, we should be charging them back.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That could be when it gets to it in a few years, we get to the point where if they're not doing anything and we do something about it, then we're going to charge you back for it. You know.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to that.
Our guys are worth at least $100 an hour.
Sure. They're really.
Hey, I have two sides to my property here now. Back
off. Well, you better keep
it. These might not cover snow removal.
No, they're not gonna.
See, there are advantages to us people who live out on the other side.
We're gonna put sidewalks out there.
Yeah, they're gonna get you.
Both sides.
Thank you.
You're gonna get it one way or another here.
You gotta catch up with me first.
Yeah.
And no cookies either.
GIS.
Yes, there is a... There's a proposal on the end for a GIS system. For those of you who don't know what GIS stands for, it's a geographical informational system, a mapping system for the city that we don't have currently. A lot of entities use GIS to do all their mapping and keep track of their assets and so forth. Currently, our mapping system is more of a CAD base, so it's paper map, and a lot of municipalities, engineers, have all gone to a GIS system. So I figured this would be a great opportunity to integrate the GIS system for the City of Lapine to use, especially now that we're experiencing some growth and I don't anticipate it slowing down. The longer you wait, the harder it is to integrate one of these systems for mapping. From an operator standpoint and from a crew standpoint, this is going to be a very crucial and vital aspect to have to use out in our system for keeping track of where our water and our sewer system components are. Right now, I refer back to a map and look, and you have a decent idea, but it's not as accurate as you would like. You know, I'm getting a lot of pre-development people asking for different maps and stuff, and we could create our own maps based off this system. It could be a live system. There could be a mobile application component too, where we could be out in the field and bring up on a tablet or smartphone and look at different aspects. Like, if I want to find where Linda's septic tank is, I could pop that up, and it'd tell me where her septic tank is, roughly between 1 to 3 meters away from where her septic tank is, which is pretty...
Which is real nice when you have to dig people out in the middle of winter.
Or find a water service to turn off if it's broken. There's a lot of opportunities involved with this. I mean, in the city of Bend, we use the GIS system every day. That was part of your daily routine, was using and interacting with that GIS system. You had to do it, or you'd be lost out in the field, basically, trying to find stuff.
Will this be something that the residents here could do access to, or would it just be for the city?
You can make a component for viewing access for your public. They could go on your website eventually and click onto that and look at a Google Earth model with water and sewer layers.
Because we can do that on Dial now for property lines and everything
else. It would look like Dial, but it'd be a water sewer.
Which would be great for when Huntington Meadows has 5 feet of snow on the ground and only your two staff members know where their water main is.
And we can integrate, you know, we can take stuff from the county and integrate it into our it's called ArcGIS. Esri product is what is a very popular platform to use for GIS. I'm sure if you ask Trevor if he uses GIS, he'd say absolutely every day, right?
I do, yeah. I actually did a certificate in it through COCC a while ago. City of Bend just recently changed over to Esri as well. They were on GeoBlade before.
Like that's what I was familiar with, was GeoBlade.
Yeah, so those probably in the last few months have done that. And everybody else is too, county, city of Redmond, et cetera.
It's a pretty important aspect to it.
Yeah. It's the one that's the leader of the pack, Esri is. So.
And so I coupled up with Anderson Perry because they did our master planning, and they have all this data. They took a lot of our CAD drawings and put it into our master planning and developed a lot of maps for us based off that. So they have the data of our water and sewer system.
Wow.
So they said they would waive those fees of converting that data into this system for us. But there'd be some startup fees and some, you know, technical fees with it, but we're getting a pretty good deal here, I think, coupled up with Anderson Perry to help us kick this off.
Do we actually have maps of all the septic systems out there?
We have basic maps right now.
What does that mean?
We don't have, from like, flying in a plane, we're flying pretty high above the system looking down at it. We're not looking at it in very good detail.
Do we have those, really?
Yeah, that doesn't tell us what septic is behind whose yard.
I have some old subdivision maps where I can flip to, and it'll tell me a pretty good idea.
Yeah, but we still have, I'm sure there are still metal tanks out there and 55-gallon drums out there.
Sure.
I mean, that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be updating all that when we put in the water and sewer, right?
Well, eventually they will, and as they fail, supposedly they're supposed to be replaced, but we have people, I'm sure, who will.
It'll be just for the city's water and sewer. And then we start taking other stuff, we'll start incorporating it as we bring it in. But
remember, Kegel is part of the city.
Right. But this mapping system won't take in Kegel unless it's on city sewer and water. And we will when we incorporate that. That's why I'm trying to get this platform built
That's
up.
That's why I was wondering how on earth are you ever going to get that one.
That stuff I couldn't put in there until it's city sewer.
Nobody knows what's out there.
Right.
The only thing you could do on the older buildings there would probably have steel. Anything new is concrete.
Correct.
How new is new? I mean, how far back does the requirement go for concrete?
Well, mine was done in 2000, it's concrete. So anything after 2000, you know it's going to be concrete.
I'd say 90s. We switched over to concrete.
Yeah.
And there's fiberglass in there somewhere.
There's some, yeah, fiberglass.
That would be okay as a holding tank, wouldn't it?
We wouldn't accept it. Okay.
Not anymore. But the steel would be better than the comp. No, the fiberglass would be better than the steel. The steel just rots.
There's some real neat components and aspects to this mapping system. I could click on the septic tank inside that system and it'd tell me what size it is when the last time it was pumped. Stuff like that you can do. Or a hydrant. This hydrant was put in 2002. It was serviced in 2005. It's a waterless hydrant. You can do all kinds of
planning.
Planning, yep.
So assuming is there an ongoing fee for this once you set, like it's like a monthly fee?
There's a yearly fee, $2,000-something, it'll say it in the back. Yearly fee. Once we get this kicked off, there's going to be a yearly fee for it.
Well, but that's very inexpensive.
It's minimal.
Right.
Yeah. Is it something even that the budget committee needs to?
I incorporated it in the 2017-2018 budget.
Good.
So this is something I'm going to pursue July 1st. We're going to try to get this kicked off.
Yeah.
Sounds excellent.
We put money in it. I split it between water and sewer. Did about $5,000 each just to cover it.
Do we have to vote on it?
You can just make a suggestion to council.
I would suggest we go for it.
I talked to Tom about it, Weller, because he's pretty familiar with it. And he had me go over there and talk to his GIS specialist with Mid-State Electric, and I sat with him yesterday and went over their GIS system, the pros and cons of things he likes and doesn't like. And they've done it for 13 years and had GIS. He said, we can, when there's outages and stuff, we use this, you know, hourly. We can look in and we can look at aspects of the system and see where people are out in the field. They've got all kinds of components they use for it. It'll show one of their rigs driving and move it through the system. There's some neat stuff out there. I don't want that.
Yeah, keep cracking, you guys.
I don't want that aspect, but if you're looking at outages, you go, okay, Joe's over closest to this part of town. I can call him, and he's going to be the quickest to respond. That's why they have it. Does it make sense for us to have that aspect? But there's a lot of technology out there that we could use.
Does your staff have smartphones that they can download this on so it's with them at all times?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking about more of a tablet form that we can take out with and then bring it back. You know, and out in the field, I can change stuff out in the field. If I'm an editor in GIS and I see a hydrant's 50 yards off of where it should be, I can repopulate that, move that hydrant out in the field and this into that database, and it'll live update.
And it'll download to all the other systems that you need to know to go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Good.
Well, those bucket list items I'm just finally getting to, starting to put out fires and starting to get to some of the more preventative type stuff that'll help us out.
And in the long run, save money.
Exactly.
And time, wages, everything.
Yeah.
Now, this is compatible with Deschutes County also?
I believe Deschutes County uses ArcGIS as well.
Yep. Yeah, everybody. Central Oregon.
Everybody's on the same system.
Except for who?
Well, Ben wasn't. They were on GeoBlade. They recently went over to Esri too.
And you said Oregon?
Huh?
Did you say Oregon? I mean, like the state?
I don't know what ODOT uses. I'm sure they use Esri on some level. But
you said everybody in Central Oregon.
Central Oregon, sorry.
Central Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Central Oregon.
That's the main thing. Let's make sure it's compatible.
Yeah.
I would say municipalities using some type of a GIS system, probably 90% or more is going to be using ArcGIS, Esri.
Good.
There's not a lot of other entities out there. There's a few. Like you saw Ben probably had GeoBlade for a while I was there, but then they moved to Esri.
So I want to make sure that they're compatible for the future.
We can share information between agencies because
that's,
of that.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yep.
That's really big.
Okay, I like that layer, ODOT, that you have on the streets. Can I please bring it, you know, can I download it into my system?
Sure.
And they'll give you the information and contact your technical guy and Ben, and they'll make that download for you. Same with the county. And I can do this vice versa with them. Like, here's my water and sewer layer. Would you like to have that for this upcoming project? And they could use that. Or they can get into our system and view it as well.
Well, especially when they start redoing 97 here.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know where everything is.
It's going to require some training on, you know, our end a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
they're going to
yeah.
provide that as well.
Yeah.
They put that in their 24-hour
technical I read the
training.
Proposed like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there.
And if we don't use the 24 hours this year, it doesn't expire. We have that as long as we want it, until it gets used.
That's good.
Let's say we only use 8 hours this year. We kind of have a good handle on it, and then next year we want a little refresher. We can still pull from that 24-hour technical support.
Excellent. That's good.
Ask them about that. Does that expire after this year if we don't use it all? Oh, no, you can use it. It'll be there forever.
Yeah. Good. Excellent.
And he'd be glad, you know, to come down and do a presentation with me over this, but I'm just throwing the idea out there. It's something we're pursuing pretty heavily.
Right. Think the board should recommend, or the committee should recommend to the council.
I'd like to do this. Make a motion that we recommend this to the city council.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Thank you.
It'd be a smart move on their part to go with this.
It's a good time to do it for
the budget and everything.
Yeah.
The smaller the system and the less going on is the most ideal time to get kicked off.
Right.
It requires some time at the first to get it working the way you want to.
Yes, the most expense is the initial.
If we try integrating this when we're doing all the sewer and water expansion, it's going to be hard to keep your hands on it.
Right.
What computer system are we using on this?
What do we have actually?
Currently?
Yeah, Microsoft.
Cassell.
Cassell's our. This will be its own.
We don't really have software to track the.
We don't. Yeah, we don't have anything currently.
We can track like where the water meter is in Cassell, but it's just a handwritten description.
Do we have a computer that has enough guts to do something like this?
Absolutely.
We do?
Yeah.
You don't have to upgrade the computers yet.
We're upgrading the computers anyways.
What?
We're upgrading anyways.
That's good also, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that when we're upgrading, we also put enough horsepower in there to take care of it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Especially the way the computers evolved nowadays. You buy one today and tomorrow it's outdated.
If you've ever played around with Google Earth or anything of that nature, it's going to be really similar to that. It's
really?
You're going to see water and sewer. You can make it do whatever you want if I'm in there, you know, looking at stuff.
Right.
I'll say, I just want to look at fire hydrants right now. And all of a sudden, those fire hydrants will populate. It'll show you where they're at.
Yeah,
you show them City of Redmond's too if they want to see it demonstrated.
Yeah, City of Redmond has a nice system.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Same kind of system.
It's Esri too. They all look a little different. Like the new City of Bend's Esri, but the format just looks different. So
Everybody kind of builds it the way they want it to look.
They're all custom.
Yeah.
Well, I can add it, subtract it, depending on what systems they want.
Right. Mine's going to be pretty custom, especially on the sewer side, because we have tanks still in our system and not very many manholes or a few lift stations, where Bend's not going to have a tank aspect to theirs. Yeah. They're going to have manhole aspect.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Sounds good. Okay, update on water and wastewater improvement projects?
Yeah, we're still moving forward. We officially accepted the CDBG grant for wastewater and design. We're pursuing for getting a grant writer right now, administrator. That's for the package deal. We got to get a grant administrator, so we're going through that. And we're going through the bonding process right now. That's one of our hoops we got to jump through, specifically for USDA, which is one of the other big funders we're looking at. Just wanted to make sure everybody was up to date and current on what's going on with any of that. It's kind of just an open discussion, doesn't have much to talk about, but we should hear back here pretty quick on some of these funding packages.
Right, that's right. The funding package you were going for, while the interest rates are low.
Mm-hmm.
How big a, which one is this? I mean, we've got multiple funding packages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one does this specifically?
This is just kind of a broad, let's talk about it while we're here, about the water and wastewater expansion improvement project, just because it's such a big project and it's still moving forward and we accepted that grant.
We've now got a million some odd.
1.2.
And
so we're, rubber's hitting the ground now. We're moving forward on sewer.
Yeah.
For sure. We're looking to move forward on water too.
Yeah, you gotta get the money for that other, to dig that other well, or drill that other well out there.
Right.
You know, get hooked that up.
Do we have any money toward the well?
So the first part of the projects will be, of course, design, right? You have to design the projects first. Right now, wastewater's funded for a grant. We're looking to fund water ourselves. Because you know, we have to contribute a certain amount to these projects anyways.
Right.
Or these funders won't lend us money. So initially we suggested we could afford to do $500,000 for each project, for $1 million of the city money towards these projects. For the water design, this is about $750,000. That would be part of that contribution that they're looking at. So yeah, we're looking at, okay, we're gonna fund the design part of the water ourselves. We're still gonna get some grant money, but that's gonna be our interest. And then we'll own those design plans for the water system, and we'll own the wastewater resistance sign because that's grant money. That's not lent money on any of that. And then we're going to look at what we get back from all those other funders, which is looking optimistic.
Okay. That's good.
We're still looking at around $24 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We still have a little ways to go.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of applications still.
Very small amount.
A couple more months, we're going to know a lot more, and then when we do, we're going to have another open house because that's going to tell us what the rates are really going to look like.
Yeah.
That's going to be the question. How much is my water and sewer rate going to be? And if we got a lot of grant money, that's going to affect that heavily.
Yeah. The more
yeah,
grant
the
money
faster
is, the better
we can do it, the better off we are, because the rates are definitely going up.
Mm-hmm. And we've gotten, you know, we've had a few stuff with our apps where we had to change a few things, and we're trying to get in before deadlines just so we can ensure that we get those interest rates locked in.
Yeah, oh God, yes.
More specifically with USDA is going to be one of our biggest lenders.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'll lend the construction aspect of it. They don't lend the design aspect of it.
Right. You got to come up with the money for ourselves for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
We're going to have some this year.
Yeah. So typically we've had them start in May,
yeah,
June. And I talked to him the other day. I just want to let you guys know I'm probably going to have them go out a little bit earlier this year just
good,
because of the water
there's
content.
There's mosquitoes out there already.
Right. And we're starting to look at, typically he just sprayed mosquitoes. He didn't do any larva work on the ponding water. He's going to start doing a little bit of that this year and see how that goes. And then next year we might see our bid change a little bit to accommodate more killing of the larva while they're
yeah,
the ponding.
Is this the same gentleman that's been doing it that uses the non-toxic stuff
yep,
that you're going to put on the website for our residents to look at?
Yep. He's going to create a link on the website so people can look at the MSDS sheets and
yeah,
the hazards associated with that.
That's wonderful.
And he's going to put postings around town. Yep, he got the bid again.
Good.
Do they do the helicopter abatement too here in the city?
He doesn't, no.
Somebody does. But
well, I know they
right
do.
Along the river.
Right
yeah, along the river corridor. Yeah. That's
more of that's fired out by the county.
I think they kind of stop at Lazy River.
County or state.
South.
That's
kind of where they go to,
county.
I believe.
That's because that's where I am, Lazy
right,
River South.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it every year. And I was wondering if they did it in the city too, along the river.
I don't think so.
No.
And that's what Edward is his name that does the mosquitoes. But he noticed there's a lot of standing water right now and
yeah,
a lot of mosquito larvae.
Yep.
And he noticed it a lot around the Roslyn Park area. He's going to go in there and do.
How nice, because they're going to start opening that up.
Right.
Great.
Good. And when's he going to start with that? Pretty soon?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, if he gets started sooner, he said, absolutely, go for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
get that standing water. I just, on the pond that I have, I just WD-40. Just put a coating across the top, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah. They can't come up and breathe.
Well,
right. WD-40 is basically fish oil. So.
Yeah, actually, that probably isn't a good idea.
As long as you put a coating on top of the water, then the lava can't come up to breathe. And they die.
Yeah, every time they sank a boat like up in Alaska up there, they didn't have any mosquitoes around there.
I wonder why. It wouldn't have anything to do with the oil slick, would you?
Is that the one that
Actually, that's how they used to get rid of mosquitoes. They actually used to pour oil into the ponds.
Yeah. It wasn't very good for the environment, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, but it certainly slowed down those darn mosquitoes.
Yeah, last year you had some big ones. Okay, tour dates.
Yeah, we've always talked about a public works tour.
Yes.
Just wanted to see some time frames you guys would be interested in. In my head, I'm thinking in June, because that's kind of when we got our wastewater treatment.
Yeah.
That's kind of in full operation with the irrigation and stuff like that. I can explain how that process works.
June might be a great one for me because I'm going out. I will not be here next month.
And we got some, you know, we're doing some weed spraying and stuff in the near future. I want to make sure all that stuff gets done before I start taking people around up there.
Especially on some of that weed killer you might kill us on.
Or mosquitoes. Yeah. Actually, we don't get mosquitoes growing up in our lagoons, do we?
Nope.
No, yeah. What did your mom say that pumpkin patch out there?
We had cantaloupes growing up. From something. Came in on us, outside septic flood from somewhere, I don't know, the sea.
In the lagoon?
Yeah, in one of the raised areas out there. I thought you enjoyed that.
Yeah, we had full on cantaloupes out there. They tasted good too.
Okay. I think I would pass on that cantaloupe.
I was going to say, that's a little too organic.
You think spinach has a lot of nitrates? That cantaloupe was pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Papa, you got nothing on us.
So you'll come up with a date sometime in June?
I think in June will be good. It gives us some more time to get our facility rocking and rolling.
It'd be great.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We'll do it during the day. Does that sound fine?
Yeah. Okay. Just got to know ahead of time when.
Yep.
Sounds great.
And I might send an email out. Just if I get a few dates narrowed down, I'll send an email out and see you guys can pick which dates work best.
Right.
And we'll go from there.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Because then the summer starts and be busier than hell.
Oh, I know.
I think you guys are going to be kind of the guinea pig crew because you're going to be the first ones.
And then
I'll start creating more tours for other, you know, you said real estate agents were involved, were interested. Maybe I can set up one for them, their group. Instead of getting a bunch of people the first time we go through.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Council.
For
a smaller group is better than you get, you know.
Yeah.
We wear our boots.
You don't need them. You can wear them if you want to, if they're, you know, those.
You're not taking us out to see your latest crop in the middle of the lagoon.
We'll see the treatment plant. We'll see.
They serve cantaloupe. I'm going to be real fast.
We'll go to the well site, we'll go to the treatment plant, we'll go to the booster station, we'll go to one of the new lift station on the north end, we'll do that kind of a tour.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. It'd be good.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wear sandals or something, though.
Flip-flops or...
Well, I think we'll all have even a greater appreciation about what all of you are doing out there. Have you had your hepatitis shots?
I have. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mikey's still working on it.
We need to get shots before we go on the tour.
No,
you never know.
Do I need to bring my shot?
Well, yeah, bring your shot card.
Okay. Other issues, concerns?
Yeah, I've got one that I don't know whether you've looked at it yet or not, and that's flooding.
Flooding?
Yeah.
If you take a look at Little Deschutes down here.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting closer and closer to those bridges right now.
Mm-hmm. I know the bridge on Burgess was a newer bridge because they lost the bridge just south of it on the river. And it should be fine. Burgess should be fine. I think they accommodated it to not blow out, but I think ones downstream towards Lazy River South might have some more higher concerns from what the phone calls I've been getting, but unfortunately that's not inside the city limits, so all I can do is direct them towards the Deschutes County.
And they should know that.
Yeah, they should.
They should know if you're in the city limits or not.
Right.
Well, it's a matter of convenience. I don't want to pay your taxes, but I want
I
you
want
to
you
take
to
care
take of care.
Well, yes. Just, you know, I live in the Pines, so I'm going to call City of Lubbock. Yeah. You know, well, it's okay. One of the calls we get is outside the area.
Then you have a phone number. Call this number.
I have a problem with my septic tank. It's like, well, where do you live? I live in Ponderosa Pines. It's like, well, sorry, I can't help you, but here's some numbers to call.
Yep, that's all you can do.
Right.
All right. Public comments? Nothing?
No public.
No public. Well, he's public.
Kind of.
Kind of public?
Kind of, sort of.
Contact engineer. Sort of. Yeah. You guys have questions for him? Call her. They know that First Street project pretty good now.
Yeah, brought plans for it, too.
Oh, good.
Good.
We'll lay them out on the table if anybody wants to look at them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'd be... No, so we don't have any plans about flooding down that area down there up in Glenwood or wherever it is?
Mm-hmm.
If it floods, we...
We'll be calling disaster relief to come. Yes. We got an EOC, emergency response. I don't know what it stands for, but there's a joint group in Deschutes County and in the area that we'll be talking with each other in case of emergencies. Especially that public works partnership we formed last summer. That's all part of that.
Well, doesn't all of this come from WICCEAP?
No.
Oh, you're talking.
Well,
this is
the shoots. All the shoots come from the mountains down here.
Which is what's flooding
Fort
James'
from.
House. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it comes from Green Prairie and out that way.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Would there be an opportunity to at least have sandbags for city residents or the ability?
Yeah, that'd be possible. We've shown that in the past.
Fire department will sell sandbags and things like that.
We
practiced what they did do. I don't know what they're doing now.
When we had all that snow this winter and then we had the rains that followed, we partnered up with Deschutes County Road Department.
Yeah,
we bought all the sandbags.
Yep.
And they donated the sand. And then we set up a sandbag fill station.
Yeah.
We can open that up whenever we want. If something gets triggered, we can open that up for...
The thing that I'm thinking about is right now, that water is high.
It is high.
I mean, really high.
Yeah.
And we haven't even started to melt off Bachelor.
If it goes fast, you're going to have a real problem.
I think this is the worst we're going to see for the little Deschutes.
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah.
But that comes from Crescent. What? No, that comes from Downeyman. Where does that come from?
Little Creek. It comes down
little
from Gilcrest, Crescent, up the mountains up in there. It comes from that direction.
Okay.
I don't think it comes off. Does it come off Crescent Lake? Does Crescent Lake tie in?
No, no.
The
no.
I don't think it does.
It just starts as a creek, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes from the mountains down that way.
Right.
Whereas the Big Deschutes comes from that direction.
Right.
Yeah, Big Deschutes comes out of Little Lava.
What I've seen in the past is April is usually the month we see the Little Deschutes get blown out.
Right.
Yeah, there's no regulating dams or anything on the Little Deschutes, so that's mm-hmm. the problem.
Yeah, but this year is very unusual because if you watch the ski slopes up there, they still have an awful lot of snow up there.
Right.
You know, they're going to stay open to Memorial Day.
And that snow base melts off a lot slower than all these lower elevation
we
snow
hope.
Base. Right. We hope.
We're still getting them.
Although the weather, the night is going to blow freezing.
Yeah.
That helps.
Which is good.
Which is good, yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying, last time I drove down there, it's up there.
It is. We can open up the sandbag site again if we need to help out.
Might be something to keep in mind.
I have the people that are friends that live on the Little Deschutes Lazy River on the south side, or the west side. And their house is up on a hill, and they've had water up to the house. That's how overflowed the Little Deschutes did. Luckily, they're about four feet higher than their land, which is about another foot and a half higher than the normal river, and it was up into their backyard. So
it's coming up this year.
Yeah, if somebody was smart along, they'd have a house that's raised a little bit. They wouldn't be right down river level.
Well, they look at that little tiny river.
I know,
they
yeah.
Never think.
Yeah, I know, and it's not just the river's not really deep. I mean, you can walk through the darn thing, but boy, when it overflows. Okay, standard on that?
It's on the radar for sure.
Yeah. Got to, especially on Burgess, where that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Because that's that land on the south part of the Burgess is part of the city,
mm-hmm.
Ross's part. But after that, it's not.
Right.
Yep. Do you have comments?
Nope.
No? Nothing?
Like I said, and then if you think of something though after the meeting, don't hesitate.
Committee meeting, remember? You have anything anybody say? Oh my God, this is a quick meeting.
Yeah. Well, that's what you said.
Yeah.
You wanted one.
Yeah. Boy.
And that's it.
I'll make a take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's done. We're done.
I just say no. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And staff.